The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to Raters vs. Ratings. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Anna.
And we're your hosts.
Today, we're going to be rating The Conjuring 2, which I made Victoria listen to last night.
Watch. We're keeping that in. Yes. Yeah, and for context, I watched it without watching the first one, and actually didn't bother me. Like, I wasn't questioning what the hell was going on, so it was actually good.
Okay, I don't think you needed to watch the first one.
No, which I was happy about.
It just, like, introduces the character.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to start off with our overall opinions on it.
Well, as someone who never watches horror movies, the only horror movie I watched was, like, the original Halloween, which sucked. It was horrible.
I don't even think that's scary.
It's not. It was, like, painful to watch. But this, you know what? It was good. I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I would not watch it again. I hated the beginning of it. Like, every moment I was sitting there watching the beginning, and they're, like, with the camera over the corner, back over the corner. I was like, I hate this. I texted you. I was like, why are you making me do this? But then by the end, I was kind of invested.
Okay, no. Would you watch, like, the rest of the series?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the scene where she's in the attic and there's, like, the nun with the painting?
Oh, that was...
Did that scare you? That's the part that actually, like, scared me because it was, like, you couldn't tell when the jump scare was going to happen.
Well, that's... From the whole beginning, every time you saw that tent, I was like, oh, something's going to pop out. And, like, every time... I was like... So every time I expected a jump scare, but actually that one... Because you walked into the room and I saw, like, one of the paintings, not the one with the nun. And I'm like, oh, no, they're going to have the nun painting in this. So yeah. I kind of called that from ahead of time. And I'm glad it didn't pop out. It was just, like, the hands coming out at first. So it, like, prepared you. But, yeah.
And then it just, like, ran out and chased her.
Oh.
I think, like, the nun throughout the movie, it was, like, when it fully showed the face, it was, like, kind of goofy. It was more goofy.
Yeah, when you saw, like, the full bodies of them, they kind of looked very, like, plasticky in CGI. But.
Or you remember the scene where her daughter was like, Mommy, who's that? And then down the hall, the nun is just walking.
I know, just standing there.
Yeah. What'd you think?
That was, because that was the first time you saw the nun, right? Or no, it was at the beginning with the mirror. I don't know. I thought the kid was going to die, to be honest. I'm surprised nobody died. That was the main thing.
Yeah, they don't die. I watched, like, the newest Conjuring. Spoiler. And no one dies. Like, their daughter is she's grown up in the last movie.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Like her wedding and everything. Okay. Also, like, the scene with the hallway with the daughter, like, that we were just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know how she was, like, reading her a book or something?
Yeah.
On the bookshelf in that room, it spells the name of the nun.
Does it really?
Yeah, it was, like, with the blocks, it says, like, is it Valak or Valak? I think it was Valak.
I can't even remember. I did like that, like, they came back to, like, the Bible, though.
Oh, yeah,
like,
the
they
writing.
They just erased it, because it just, like, it plays off as just, like, a scary thing, but then they, like, it comes back to, like, actually, like, full circle, which I liked.
You know that they were real, Ed and Lorraine?
Yeah, it said based on a real story.
Yeah.
They had, like, the pictures.
Do you believe in it?
No. I'm too paranoid as it is to believe in the paranormal. I would be a wreck.
Oh, okay. I think, like, I kind of believe it.
Although, like... when I was walking outside to my car after watching this, I was, like, looking around the street a little more than normal.
Okay.
I'm kidding. I was, but it was dark, and so I was like, whatever.
You were doing laundry.
I was folding laundry while sitting on the floor. It was great.
And you were just watching the movie.
Because my laundry machine broke, so I was watching this at my nonna's while doing laundry.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Do you actually know anything about how horror movies get rated? Because I know some, like, critics are like, oh, this is for children, and they're, like, snooty and like, oh, so I'm going to give it a low rating, even though as a children's show, it's very good.
I don't know how they do that. Like, horror movies aren't at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a genre.
That's the thing. Like, even if it's a good... Because, again, I have no reference for horror movies, but I think for a horror movie, it was really good.
Yeah.
And I think you agree because you recommended it. So, but I also think, like, if we're rating-wise, it might be lower than you think because it's not like prestigious and whatever. You know, this nudie.
Like a 3.
Is it rated 1 to 10 or is it percentages? Because Rotten Tomatoes is percentages, and I don't actually know what we're going off of.
I was thinking about the stars, 1 to 5.
Oh. I was thinking like percentage because then you see who gets the closest percentage.
Oh, I know. In IMDb, it's to 10. It's like out of 10.
Oh, like the 0.5. Yeah. Okay. So do you want to do IMDb or Rotten Tomatoes or both?
We could do both.
Okay.
I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes though. Like, I never agree with what it says, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. That's funny though. Isn't that the whole point of the show?
No, literally. But like, I was thinking we were going to look at IMDb. Or okay. Letterboxd.
Well, which is the one that's like critic? Because Rotten Tomatoes is like regular people, right? Or is that IMDb?
IMDb might be regular people.
So do you want to do like how like critically was acclaimed and be like, oh, it was underrated or it was overrated? Or these critics don't know what they're talking about. We're the real professionals. I like how we're figuring out the show. We're not definitely not figuring out the show on air.
I think we'll do Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. Because then we need to do percentage and see who gets closest.
Exactly. Is there anything in the movie that you didn't understand?
Not really. I mean, why was it none? I don't know. It's just because it went better with kind of the plot of like the people who are like religious and then they had like the demon take the form of a religious person.
It could have been. I know they have the Nun has its own spinoff of like its origin.
Yeah, isn't it called The Nun?
Yeah, yeah. It's literally The Nun and The Nun 2. I did watch it, but it was like so long ago that I kind of forget. But I remember it's like in this temple at like, or church or something at like, it's in Spain or something. But yeah, I don't know how it made its way to America. So.
Well, that's the only thing I was really curious about because I was actually surprised by how much I understood, like, by completely skipping the original movie.
No, okay. The original movie, it's not even, like, the original movie is just, it's a lot more simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's more, like, just possessed person, and it's because there were deaths in that house. It wasn't as complicated as, like, finding the name and everything, or, this is the movie where she, like, fell in the basement and stuff, right?
Did she fall?
And the guy with, like, the axe was chasing her?
No, the guy with the axe was trying to break down the door to get into the house.
Or that, or that, I forget. But
Jane? Is her name Jane? I don't remember.
Lorraine? Yeah.
It was a little girl.
Oh, Janet.
Yeah, I think so.
Is it Janet? I was forgetting the movie already.
I watched it last night.
No, me too. I rewatched it.
Oh.
I swear it's Janet.
But no, you are right that, like, the actual scary part was not when the villain was showed. Like, it's when they weren't showing anything that it was the scariest, I find.
Yeah.
Which I found was kind of funny.
It was, like, just, like, the whole vibe and, like, not knowing. And she also had, like, a vision of Ed dying.
Yeah.
So she was, like, I was scared about that.
Well, because when I saw the tree and then he went up to the window and I was like, oh, no. Because I could see it. I was like, that's what he was impaled with. I'm like, it was a really thick piece of wood. In the whole movie, I'm like, where's this thick piece of wood? And then the tree. And I'm like, oh, no, he's going to fall on it.
No, literally. And also the flooding in the basement. I thought he was going to, like, die there.
I thought he was going to die there because it was, like, time. The basement in the vision.
All right. Now let's, like, guess the rating. So we can do Rotten Tomatoes, IMDb, and what was the other one? Letterboxd?
I think that's what you said, yeah.
Yeah, Letterboxd is, like, fully people's opinions. I think it's, like, IMDb for, like, the newer generation.
Mm-hmm.
But we could still guess it.
I feel like IMDb would be higher than, like, Rotten Tomatoes.
I think it would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, like, 2 points, so we do the two different ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so for Rotten Tomatoes... I really don't know how they rate that, to be honest. Like, I don't look at Rotten Tomatoes.
That's the thing. It might be harder to...
I always thought Rotten Tomatoes, like, the higher it was, the worse it was. Because, you know, when they're, like, throwing tomatoes?
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. But I think the higher it is, the better.
Like, why is that good? Mm-hmm. I don't know where they got that name. Anyways.
I'm just going to go with a wild guess because I, again, have no reference for horror movies. And don't know how horror movies are necessarily rated, I'm just going to go with, like, an 85.
Okay. No, I have no... nothing to compare it to, because I don't even look at it for any other movies.
I've looked at it for other movies, but not horror movies.
Okay.
And I like children's cartoons sometimes, even if they're really good, will get, like, lower ratings. Or, I was like, The Greatest Showman, I think, gets low ratings on, like, Rotten Tomatoes, because they're like, oh, it's a simple plot, it's not prestigious enough.
Yeah, so I think I'll give it... I feel like 85% is high for Rotten Tomatoes. I'm going to say, like, 75.
Okay, so you're saying 75.
It's like, not a lot of people like movies like that. But also, horror people who like horror movies are going to be the only audience.
Yeah, that's right? Like, well, because I'm thinking, like, as a horror movie, I think it's very good. So it depends on how they're referencing this. And, like, the plot is interesting. Like, it's not just, like, people being dumb, which I think I was afraid. It was just like, why are you going into the basement alone? Which they didn't go into the basement alone. They were fixing a pipe or something or whatever the hell it was.
I think it's, like, the best one in the series, to be honest. But, okay. I'll do 75%.
Mm-hmm.
And just I'll to do... keep it low.
Okay.
We'll all right, now for IMDb, I'm going to say it's at 7.
7 out of 10? I'll go 7.5.
Okay. All right. For Letterboxd, I'm pretty sure those are with stars. I feel like people always do 3.5, but I'm going to do 4.
Okay, so you're 4. I feel like I just have to keep going higher than you now. I guess I'll do 4.5.
4.5.
You're my reference for how good horror movies are, so.
Okay, sure.
Okay, and we're going to search up. We're going to bring up the results. Oh, look. And the ratings are...
Welcome to ASMR with Anna and Victoria. Since you guys have been asking about this for, like, a day, we're gonna give the fans what they want. The amount of fans we have can fit in a two-person Alan sleep room. So.
It's us, by the way.
Yes. Okay. Welcome back. Hope you didn't turn up your headphones, because now we're going to show you the Google ratings.
Just as a reminder, for IMDb, Anna guessed 7 and I guessed 7.5.
Okay, and the IMDb score was 7.3. So that was right in the middle.
I need to do math now. I feel like I'm closer.
You did 7.5.
I did
7.5.
You're closer
by 0.5.
I'm by 0.5.
0.5 or 0.
0.0. Point 0.1. 0.2. I'm closer by 0.1, I think. We're not good at math.
We're RTA. So, it'd be 7.25 is the middle, right?
7.25. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're like, winning by, like, 0.05, I think, right? So, congratulations. Let's see what she gets for Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, for Rotten Tomatoes, I said 85, and Anna said 75. If I win this, that's crazy.
Where do you even... What is it?
It should be...
Is it that?
Yeah.
Tomato meter. What did you say?
I said 85. You said 75.
Damn. All right. And the Rotten Tomato score is 80%. That's like...
So it's right in the middle.
Yeah. It's like right in the middle. Okay. So that's a tie. So we tied.
Okay.
And we'll look
at
the...
I called that too. I was like, watch it be like right in between.
I know. I didn't believe you. Now let's do Letterboxd.
And for Letterboxd, I said 4.5 because, you know, I had to be consistent. And Hannah said 4.
You said 4.5?
I said 4.5. Did I win?
Okay. Well, I'm closer.
Oh, you're closer?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The rating on Letterboxd is 3.4.
Oh.
I did say that people normally do 3.5 on here.
Oh, for, okay.
Like stars. I don't know why. They just like... You can never get, like, a 5 out of 5.
Tough markers.
Yeah.
So we tied.
Yes. That's wow. Actually, crazy.
I did surprisingly better. I have no reference for this voting.
No, literally. That's so crazy, actually. I thought you would do so bad.
I was just going off of what I think people would vote.
Yeah.
I read minds.
Okay.
So now, what do you think? I want you to start. What do you think about the ratings? Because you're more invested in this.
I think Letterboxd is much more off than I thought. Because you'd think only horror people like would want to watch the movie. And it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So I think on Letterboxd, it deserves a 4.
Yeah, I do. I think it should be higher. As someone who doesn't like horror movies, I do think it should be higher.
It was very well made.
It was well made. The story was good. The characters, like, you got, like, invested in the characters either way. Like, it wasn't, like, I feel like horror movies can be really dumb.
Yeah.
And then you don't care about anybody. But it was good. So I'm surprised it was that low for people's voting.
Yeah. What was the IMDb again?
IMDb was 7.3, I think.
That's actually kind of high for IMDb. Mm-hmm. Normally it's, like, 6, I think. For just, like, overall decent movies that I found, it's normally, like, 6. So, 6, 7.
Oh, God.
7 is pretty good.
Oh.
6, 7.
Well, see, I don't have a reference. I usually only look at Rotten Tomatoes, so I don't know how the other ones are marked. But I'll trust you on this. That it should be, what would you say, 7?
Yeah.
I'll trust you that it should be 7.
Okay.
I think there was 8.3, I think. It wasn't 8.2, was it? It was 8.3? Because I was closer. 8.2, you would have been closer.
8.3, yeah.
So 8.3, the other one was 4.
Okay, now for Rotten Tomatoes, what was it again?
It was 80. We were both off by 5%.
I think it does deserve that score. I think that's fair because I don't look at Rotten Tomatoes a lot, but I feel like that's pretty high.
For Rotten Tomatoes can be pretty low for like good movies, I find. Like I told you, it's like the critically acclaimed ones that will have the high marks, but like everything else kind of gets like the shaft.
I feel like I've noticed that like whenever I've seen Rotten Tomatoes, it was like 60%.
I've seen, like, pretty low Rotten Tomatoes scores for what I think are good movies.
Yeah, me too. I think that score is fair. Mm-hmm. So, overall, Letterboxd should have been more, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes, I think, are
fair. Pretty fair, yeah.
Yeah.
I am surprised that I did enjoy parts of that movie. Like, overall. Because I was dreading it. I procrastinated to the last minute watching that movie.
When I rewatched it, I already had it, like, sort of halfway done. So I guess I gave up, like, a while ago from rewatching it. But, when I started rewatching it, I usually... Like, when I watch movies, I have my phone out. And it's more in the background.
Well, to be fair, I was folding laundry, so...
Yeah. So I was, like... I was actually invested. I put my phone down a bit, and I was like, oh, my God, because I forgot, like, what happens.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. I usually remember movies, so that's my problem watching, like, especially mystery and stuff again. But I remember the whole time during the movie, though, I was like, okay, something's going to jump out. Something's going to jump out. And I was, like, trying to prepare myself to the point where I think I was scaring myself.
Yeah, no, The Conjuring doesn't rely too much on jump scares.
No, there wasn't many, which, like, I was expecting a lot.
Yeah.
And just for reference, I've told Anna this, but you know the jump scare in Zootopia that's not really a jump scare?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
They're, like,
about.
In the
Is it the winter?
Prison. They're, like, in the prison thing where they have, like, all the sick animals, the crazy animals. And the ones, like, the tiger jumps. Yeah, that one, I've watched Zootopia so many times. Still, sometimes, I jump. I know it's there.
That's actually crazy. I don't think I've ever, like, been jump scared by that.
So I was expecting, like, an actual horror movie to have, like, jump scares every 2 seconds. But I think if it did, it wouldn't be as scary.
Yeah, no, I like it. Would you watch, like, the other ones?
No.
If I forced you to, it wouldn't be the end of the world.
I guess not. That's, like, fine. If I had to watch it, as opposed, it was much better than Halloween. Halloween, I was waiting for, I was, like, sitting there, like, begging this guy to kill the people. Because I'm, like, I want this movie to be over.
No, literally. All right, so I guess we tied, and Victoria, who doesn't even like horror movies, overall likes it, I guess.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch it again, but I didn't hate it. Like, I hated the beginning, but when, like, the story actually kicked in, I was like, okay, I'm into it.
A good first horror movie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
That
was my Halloween watch.
All right, so I guess we should start wrapping that up. By the time this podcast will be released, it'll be around Halloween time, like next week.
Yeah.
So we hope this put you in the Halloween mood or spirit.
The spooky spirit.
Live. And, yeah.
I finally got that.
Oh my God.
I didn't get the pun.
No, like, you're killing me.
Spirit live. Okay, I get live. It. I feel like you should leave that in so I look like an idiot.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Now for our outro.